Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm so excited that it's getting to be like Christmassy. Although I will tell you, I forgot if it was Nine News or Fox or whatever. They were talking about the Broncos and the guy was doing some reporting from his house and it was already decorated in Christmas and they just gave him all kinds of crap.
No kidding.
They're like, it is too early for you to be fully decorated for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
I think the floodgates are wide open, after Halloween,
I
right?
Totally
I mean, November and December, both, you enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we only get so much time to have it.
I think you're better off with Christmas decorations going up early than leaving them up till June.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Well, you tend to enjoy them like October to December, but then if you go like January, February, they start to get a little stressful. You're in February, March, you're stressed out.
Right. So go ahead and put your lights up, your tree up, and everything, you know, get it going. And then, but man, get that sucker down right after that stock show. Get it down.
Oh, you're right. I want to tell you that. So I met these really great people, Shannon and Tony at Buds. You know, Buds is my place.
Yeah,
it's my cheers. Anyway, and so I met Shannon and Tony, and they had a lot going on. First of all, I guess he loves to camp, and she hates to camp, and he likes to camp on the ground in a tent, and then he had to buy a damn camper for her.
No kidding.
That's the only way she'd go.
Yeah. I like that style.
I know, but he sat back and he was like, it's not even camping. It's not even camping.
No.
We're just pulling our living room on wheels.
There exactly. You go. I like that. I've always said I would camp in a Walmart parking lot.
Right?
Yeah.
And
convenience.
Then the other funny thing about them is, I guess a long, long time ago, he was living in Michigan and she was living in Colorado. And he called her up and said, will you marry me? And she said, no. Because he did it over the phone, right? So now they've been together for years and years and years, and he won't ask her again because she turned him down.
That scarred him. He's like, nope, never asked her.
I was like, I'm with her. You don't do it over the phone.
Yeah, it's not romantic.
No, but I'm with him too. You stand your ground, man. You've been married for 35 years. You stand your ground.
God. But the funniest one, and I said, oh my God, I'm sitting next to Carson. So she, I was like, oh, are you, she asked me what I was doing on that day. And I said, I just came by to drop off a check for my roofer. And so I have to go home because I'm going to start decorating for Christmas. And she went, ugh, like that. And I go, what is, ugh? And she's like, oh my God, I would never decorate for Christmas. And I go, well, what are you like? I mean, are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Are you, you know, like you just don't celebrate?
Yeah.
And she's like, ugh, it's just, it just ruins everything. It ruins my motif. It ruins my interior design. Like, she's like, just the colors, red and green, are just ugly.
No.
I go, well, do white or silver.
No, listen, the worst part about decorating for Christmas, hands down, I think everyone can agree, is the glitter.
The glitter, people hate.
Everywhere.
People hate glitter. That is true. But no, she says that because she has ADD, ADHD, she has everything you
like
have.
OCD.
Yeah. And so she likes all her, like, pillows, everything perfect. You know, she's one of those people. Everything has to be, he said, spotless. And so to her, Christmas is clutter.
Yeah.
Isn't
I could see that.
Sad?
I can see that.
I knew you would agree with that.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love when the tree's up. I love at night when it's lit up, and I love decorating. But I will say, it's you got all this stuff everywhere, and then when you take it away, everything seems bare.
Right, but it's not cluttered. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's got to be organized clutter. It's got to be organized
clutter. See these people? There are people like him and Shannon all over the world that we don't know about.
You can have decorations. They just got to be done the right way.
See?
I think they have to. I'm with you about they have to be almost minimal.
Yeah.
Not over the top.
Yeah,
over the top starts to look a little gaudy.
I'm over the top. Yeah. I'm all day long over the top. I love Christmas. Like, I put crap everywhere.
I don't want to feel like I'm in Santa's workshop.
No, I have salt and pepper shakers that are Santa and Mrs. Santa. I don't actually, but I wouldn't mind it. But the thing is, I did do this, and you'll find later when your daughter decorates, you will sneak down in the middle of the night and move the Mater ornaments that are all on the same stem. Because he put like 5 ornaments on the same branch. I'm like, oh my. But I let him do it because, you know, he's decorating.
Yeah.
You know, I correct him. But then at night when he went to bed, I'd like move him around.
Oh, and
like,
then.
What kid puts 5 ornaments on the same branch? Like, that's just dumb.
They'll do it again, and then I'll have to go back down there again and move them around.
The worst story that I ever heard, though, was this woman who was like Carson and Shannon. Sorry, I'm just throwing them under the bus over and over. But she made everybody wrap the... So, like, she had Christmas Eve at her house, and her colors were silver and white. And so when you brought presents for other family members, they had to be wrapped in silver and white.
Oh, my. That's a great idea.
I've seen that.
Yeah, like everything's uniform under the tree. I love it.
I've seen that on various
Nobody's going to tell me how to wrap my presents, right? Like, because Kyla usually has our girls, you know, Christmas. She's not going to go, okay, you guys, everything needs to be red. Okay. I only want everything wrapped in red.
What if she buys you the wrapping paper and gives it
and gives
you?
It? She wouldn't do that. I mean, that is so, I don't know. It just doesn't feel very
Christmas.
It's
very controlling.
It is.
That's what it feels like.
And the thing about Christmas is it's kind of the madness, too, of the red and green and all this stuff.
And you've got packages under the tree that are wrapped just eloquently.
Right.
And then you've got others that are just Santa Claus.
Yeah, or saying ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, yeah. You've got that. Or Mickey Mouse at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, what if your wife should tell everybody they only can wrap a Mickey Mouse wrapping.
Yes.
No.
I was thinking of you the other day.
Why?
What point are you like just done with Mickey? I mean, when your checks are Mickey, I'm like, man.
Maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. 8, 9. Can't really put a finger on it.
Because I don't know what I would do if, like,
I will tell you.
If I was married to somebody and like they said, okay, listen, I have to have everything in Donald Duck. Yeah. I'd be like, what? No, all our prints have to be Donald Duck. All our towels have to be Donald Duck. Our salt and pepper shakers are Donald. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's not that bad. But it's close. It's very close.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.